Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
When we're back, it's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Yeah, we got some, as I promised you, got some good stuff lined up for you this half hour in the name of Sam Norwood. You know who Sam is. Sam's an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, senior partner with Tatum LLC, the guy who once a month polls his 600-plus partners across the country and says, "Hey, guys, how's business? How are things going? How are your order backlogs? How are your customers holding up? How are your banking relationships? How's all that stuff going? What do you think about where things are now? What do you think about the next 60 days? And write all that down for me." And then when they send all that in, Sam compiles it. He compresses it and compiles it into a handy dandy report for you and me, and he brings it to us once a month. And that's the reason. He's a pretty cool guy. I'd have him on even without the report, but the report just is a little bit of gravy on top. He's our good friend, Sam Norwood. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, great to be back. Thanks for that nice introduction there, Jim.
Yeah, we'd have you. You know, we'd have you back on, Sam, even if you didn't bring a report.
Yeah, nice. we don't have to test that.
You know, Sam. I will say though, I wish you'd bring us a little nicer report.
Well, I wish I could. You know, a lot of people, every time you pick up the newspaper, you hear about these dire doom and gloom, and there's a lot of people who believe that we really shouldn't talk about it because we can talk ourselves into a recession here.
Thank you.
The reality is we do need, as business people, to be prepared for it as best we can. So we do need to talk about actual conditions, and our folks are not economists. These are people out there where the rubber meets the road in business, looking at their positions and where they are in their industry. So we get it logged in by industry, by region, by size of company, by markets, and so on. And it gives us a sandpaper feel for what's going on right now. We won't make long-term predictions out of this. And just as the economy and conditions change month to month, our survey report changes month to month. And we see in this month's report a glimmer of leveling off. We've been going down now for many months in the indicators that there's a softening economy. We actually have seen that, and we've reported it month after month.
Yep.
This month we see a leveling off, and whether that's temporary or the beginning of an upturn, we don't know yet, but we're encouraged to see that it didn't that conditions did not deteriorate for most industries in the past month.
Well, you know, Sam, you said exactly what I've been saying now. Folks, how many weeks have you been hearing me say what Sam said? And that is that if you have a recession, it's because it's probably going to be more likely that you talked yourself into one than that we actually have one.
Yeah.
And Sam, in my predictions for 2008, I predicted that there would not be a recession in 2008, but that if there is a recession, that we're already in it. We were in it last quarter. We're going to be in it this quarter, but we won't know that until May.
Well, that's the problem with a lot of the government reports, is that they're looking backward at what happened. Our report looks at what's going on right now, and we do look at the details and gives us a clue, and we share this with our partners and clients, and also with you, and so we post it on our website, and you do the same, I think.
Yeah, absolutely, every month. And so basically what you're seeing is some cautious lateral activity. Your guys aren't exactly, you know, exuberant about the future, but they're not downtrodden about it, and they're just kind of operating on an even keel right now.
Yeah, nobody's popping the champagne, but it looks like a momentary hiatus and could be the beginning of a turn, and that's why it's important month to month to take a look at this. it's an accumulation of trends that really spell the story. But at least the direction this month was sideways rather than down as it has been in the last several months.
Right, absolutely. Well, and that's what I think. I think, in my opinion, Sam, I think that the economy is going to continue to retrench and find its new legs through the first half of this year, and then I think the second half is going to be a positive one.
We see, of course, we don't do the long range based on our survey, but we see the year starting off very weak. We believe that we are so close to zero growth right now that it could go either way.
Yeah, yeah, and that's where the attitudes come in. You know, whatever you decide it's going to be, that's what it's going to be. 22, we're going to be right back with our good friend Sam Norwood and going to talk some more about this report that he's gotten from his partners and what they're saying, some of the individual information. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Of your heart strength that play soft and low. You know that your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need money. We're back. It's 17 till, actually. 43 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Sam Norwood. We're talking about the most recent survey that his organization has provided, has conducted, and compiled, and he's bringing to us right now. Sam, tell us a little bit about Tatum LLC.
Well, Tatum is a provider of professional services, executive services, to businesses, primarily small and mid-sized businesses. We're an outsource resource for executive talent that stays with our firm, comes in on an as-needed basis to fulfill roles such as chief financial officer, chief information officer, and to do consulting projects, specialized projects for the C-suite, you know, the chief executive and chief financial officer in larger companies. And so we're around the country with 34 offices and getting on toward 1,000 professionals around the country.
Wow. And think about where you were when you started doing my show. I mean, we're only at about 300 partners. And look how you've grown since you've been doing my show, Sam.
Yeah, tripled in 5 years, Jim. It's attributable also being able to be on your show.
Exactly. I always like helping people out, no question about it. And that's Tatum. That's TatumLLC.com, right?
Yes, TatumLLC.com. And there they'll see where the offices are and give us a shout. We're there to help when you need us, and we're gone when the job is done.
That's the good part about what they do, folks, is you don't have to adopt them. You can just rent them, so to speak.
We really believe in outsourcing, particularly in small and dynamic businesses where you get focused expertise when you need it, and then you say, thank you very much, the job is done, and rather than saddling oneself with the overhead and permanence, relative permanence of employees. We think rent an employee is better than own an employee.
Absolutely. Sam, let's talk about the some of the specifics of your report. Sales, in terms of sales, what did your guys tell you?
Well, industry by industry, it's a little different. For example, in automobiles, that is soft right now.
Yeah.
But we, in fact, last night we had a meeting of our Atlanta-based partners, and about 30 of us around the room gave our sort of a summary of where we were with each of our clients. And generally, things were going along okay. The exception to that was the automotive industry, and of course the construction industry. But the others are rocking along. It's not great, but it's not so bad. But order backlogs in our survey were about flat with the prior month, and actually the outlook for the next 60 days is up a little bit in the backlogs. And the only real negative among the indicators we have are the capital expenditure commitments. You know, if we in prior discussions in the months, we've been saying, well, even if consumer gets kind of weak, we've got the business spending that will keep us going in the economy. Well, Capital expenditure commitments actually declined rather sharply in this past month, and so it casts some doubt. You may have noticed in the stock market this week that the technology companies were down quite a lot. And I think there's a general sense now, and we see it in our survey, that the business spending for capital expenditures is declining. That's a weak spot. But in our report, the employment held steady, and that contrasts some with the national report that said unemployment went up a little bit, and but for us, employment looks steady. And
but you know, Sam,
availability and pricing. Now,
hold on to that, Sam. Before we go into those others, I want to talk about the employment thing for a second.
Sure.
Because, you know, employment is one of the, to me, is one of the strong indicators of this economy. It's one of the strong fundamentals.
Because, but it's not an advance indicator. It's lagging to simultaneous, but mainly it's lagging because we're so reluctant. At first, we're reluctant to hire, and then we're reluctant to lay off. So it tends to lag what's actually going on.
Well, the reason I said that, though, Sam, is because there are a lot of jobs in the United States that are going wanting. A lot of jobs that can't be filled with good people, and so that's the reason why in the late 90s we had too much employment. We had people who had jobs who probably shouldn't have had jobs. In 2008, I don't think that's the case. I think it's the other way around. I think we don't have enough people for all the jobs that are available, and that's the reason why I don't think unemployment's going to get out of hand. And I think that's another reason why the technology sector may be off a little bit right now. But I think over the year, technology is going to be fine, because Sam, if you and I want to grow our business and we can't find good employees, we've got to automate.
Well, exactly. But Jim, the main reason right now for unemployment is a mismatch between what people are trained to do or think they know how to do and what business needs. And so I would encourage anybody listening to this who feels like they are underemployed or looking for something, they need to align their skills and their background, get some education, get with what's in demand right now, because that's always in a flux.
And this is one of the things I said in the last presidential election, Sam, you may have heard me say this, that any candidate who talked about this issue that you just mentioned, I thought could win. Neither party has focused on this in the last 7 years. Neither one.
I haven't heard it,
Not a one of them. That shows you how little the political parties know about what's really going on in the economy. Tim Till, we're going to be right back with Sam Norwood. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Smallbusinessadvocate.com is where you can find the show and the archives and of the shows all the way back to 99, thousands of those, thousands of articles. Our brain trust is there. You can subscribe to my free newsletter there, which we send you every week by email. You can check out our blog while you're there. And my books are there. Lots of good stuff there. And of course, AskJim.biz is our knowledge base. That's where you get small business answers now. So check that out too. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's a senior partner with Tatum LLC. Sam, in my 2008 predictions, I want to go ahead and get this on the table in the interest of full disclosure. I predicted that notwithstanding the global credit crisis. That 2008 would not be a bad year. Let me rephrase that. I said that credit would still be readily available to small business owners in 2008. What do you think? What are you guys saying?
We get anecdotally two different views. The ones businesses that we that are clients of ours who would be marginal borrowers anyway are catching some heat because the banks are tightening their underwriting standards. Their capital is getting cut, or they're doing write-offs of their investments and loans to the subprime mortgage industry or opportunities, then but the companies that are fundamentally sound, who are running their business well, and they're seeing no change at all. We see instance after instance of the banks come in for the year-end review. Thank you very much. We're renewing your line of credit and so on. No change. But the marginal ones, clients tend to be having a tougher time. And so the availability, we think, is shrinking at the margin. But for the vast majority of solid businesses, there's no change whatever.
Well, this is a good time, it seems to me, to fall in love with your local banker. Of course, I've always said that. I've always said that if you're a small business owner, you got to do business with a local independent community bank. And but this is also a good time to focus more on the regional banks, the small and regional banks, rather than the big nationals who have a lot of exposure to the global credit crisis. What do you think, Sam?
Well, I think that the credit crisis, you read the newspapers that it's the big banks, but a lot of small banks and medium-sized banks are in it too. But I think
but what they did, Sam, they roll their mortgages up to the big guys. They didn't keep the mortgages.
Well, not exactly true. When you're in a community, you actually hang on to a lot of them.
Some of them they do. Yeah, they do some of them.
Mm-hmm. And so it really depends. But I think that small businesses that use small and medium-sized banks get a better attention from the officers and are in a happier situation. So I agree with you. Let's give the bankers a hug. A New Year's hug, and then stay in active communication with them.
Absolutely, hug your banker. I've said that for years. Hey Sam, what are you guys seeing in general over the next 60 days?
Next 60 days look flat to us. We're the economy is limping along, and so it looks flat to us. Not really an upturn, but not really a downturn. We'll wait until next month to see if we get a confirmation of flat to up or whether this was just a temporary hiatus. It's a very, very interesting time. It's fluid, and the battle is going on right now between the recent trend in, which has been down in the economy and the monetary policy going on at the Fed, which is fighting that. And so we'll see how the battle goes as time goes on. Right
how
now,
much,
we see it kind of limping along.
Yeah. How much do you see the global economy, which seems to be growing a little bit, how much do you see that helping the United States?
Not much. Europe is softening a lot. We just got a report that England had a basically flat, up 0.3% year-to-year Christmas retail season. There's some in the paper today in the Wall Street Journal about German cars were off 9% last year, car sales. And so we see at least Europe weakening some. Japan's doing better, and China is cranking along really well. So and so is India. And to the extent that the other countries are doing well while we're soft is a good thing for us, but we're all so connected, we'll all tend to go together.
Thank you, Sam, for being here. Good report today. Good job today. We'll see you next month.
Great. Thank you, Jim.
Pleasure. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back next month with another report. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.